Hey Central Ohio, the nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hey Central Ohio, the nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners.
Well, mortgage rates are flat yesterday, but that's not going to be the same thing today. So what we're seeing in the markets right now is we have the Dow Jones, it's over down over 300 points, and we have Treasury yields spiking to the highest level we've seen in months. What's actually going on behind the scenes? Well, that's what we're going to talk about in today's video. So let's get over to it. My name is Dan Frio. I'm actually a federally licensed mortgage loan officer. If you're out there looking to buy or refinance your home, I'd love to help you out because I'm licensed in all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico. I'll give you all my information at the end of this video, but the interesting thing about us is we have a slogan, one application, one credit pool. We're going to shop your loan to over 30 different lenders. Now, how do we do that? I'll give you that at the end of this video. So without further ado, let's get over to it. Right here, here's what we're seeing in the headlines right now. We got the Dow Jones dropping more than 300 points as the Treasury yield spike. I'm going to show you how that is affecting the bond market right now in mortgages. This is the mortgage bond market, MBSs. You can see right through here. If you're new to this channel, this is what we follow on a daily basis to figure out what's going on with mortgage rates. And the reason being is, this is a mortgage bond. You can see that right up through here. MBS, mortgage-backed security. Okay, so what you have to understand about this is, as the price of this bond goes down, rates go up. If the price of the bond goes up, rates come down. This isn't a pretty day. There's 2 days that we started here and we're all the way down here. What you have to understand though, there's a lot of times that there's a gap in the opening that we're seeing right through here. Many times it fills the gap. So when you see this, like you see here, it goes up and I can show you multiple issues or situations that had happened. But my expectations are we might fill the gap later today. So I'm not locking in anybody right now to see how this kind of continues. But what's in the news right now, I can basically explain it to you right through here. There's a couple big things in the headlines. Unless you're under a rock, you've seen these things. The Trump tax bill might have just passed. It cleared a hurdle, I think, maybe this morning. Last night, it was a little contentious. And it's all over the SALT deductions. And I had a video last night I posted, and I'll try to post that right up through here for you so you can understand what the SALT deductions are. But that's one of the biggest hurdles that was causing the tax bill not to go through. Then we also have China, U.S. and China tensions once again with the chips deal. How accurate this is, I'm not sure. But let's just go over all the mainstream media details or headlines that we have today. And this is basically the reasons why the markets are doing what they're doing. How Trump could push retailers to eat tariff prices. Good headlines, but I don't know how you force somebody to do that. United Healthcare sinks reports of secret nursing home kickbacks. And the United Healthcare CEO just resigned for personal reasons. Target slashes guidance because of DEI fallout and tariffs. Airline CEO, we will skip that. Giant U.S. companies are rushing to Europe to borrow money. Really not sure how that. Now, here's where we're looking at. Bond market jitters are back and not just about inflation, and U.S. mortgage rates hit the highest level in 3 months. So what we're seeing in the background right now is still a concern or a investors need higher yields to buy bonds. With this risky market, they're like, okay, if we're going to get out of the stock market, which has been doing pretty well, it's up, down, we're even for the year and even up a little bit. But what's happening right now is the bond market is yields on treasury yields are higher than they should be. Okay, this is the grief that President Trump is giving the Federal Reserve. They're saying you're keeping the short-term rates high too long. So if you have a treasury with no risk of default paying you, let's say, 4.5% on an interest rate, you're never going to have mortgage rates getting to 4.5% and 5%. There has to be a risk spread there. And so that's what's causing a lot of this right through here. The uncertainty is increasing the risk spread on the bonds that are secure versus the risky bonds. Let me explain this to you. Here's a mortgage-backed security bond. This is the price of it. Okay. So what happens with the price is people buy up the markets, the prices go up. Okay. And that's what happened years ago when the Federal Reserve actually pushed rates down. They kept buying up mortgage-backed securities, and they would push up the prices and the yields would drop. Okay, so that's what's happening. That happened in the past. What's happening now is people are like, I don't want mortgage-backed securities unless I have a much higher yield, because I can get government bonds that are 100% secure at maybe a 4.5 rate. And usually the spread between the government bonds and mortgage bonds are about 1.5 to 2%. So if you have a treasury bond or a secure bond at 4.5, you're going to have 6.5 or more when you look at mortgage rates. So that's what's happening behind the scenes. Let me help you understand how mortgage bonds work. You might be saying, okay, Dan, this is down, but that's up, and that's up, and that's down. Let me explain how the bond market works. This is a mortgage bond. Let me explain to you how when the price goes down, the yield goes up, or vice versa. I'll make it as simple as I can. Let's say today, I'm going to buy a mortgage bond from you. You have a mortgage bond. Okay, so its face value is $100. So at maturity, when that bond matures, whatever the maturity date is, you get $100. Okay, so let me do it this way. Let me pay you a low price for that bond today to show you how this all works. So today I'm going to pay you $50 for the bond. Okay, so I pay you $50, you give me the bond. I hold it till its maturity. Then I give you the bond back and you give me my $100, because that's the face value of the bond. So I gave you $50, you gave me back $100. What was my rate of return? I doubled my money. So my rate of return was 100%. Okay, so now let's do it flip-flop. Let's say I give you $100 for that $100 bond. You're probably thinking I'm crazy, but work with me here. So I give you $100, you give me the bond. I sit on the bond until its maturity. I give you the bond back and you give me my $100 back. What was my yield? What was my rate of return? It was zero. I gave you $100, you give me $100 back. So you see, when I paid you $50, my rate of return was 100%. When I give you $100, my rate of return was zero. So as the price goes up, yields come down. This is terrible. We don't want prices to go down. Let's look at a 5-day chart. This is how radical the rates have been. So if you lock down, you know, here, and the prices rise up, again, prices go up, rates come down. So we love when this goes up. We hate when it comes down. So we're going to try to pick these tops for you the best that we can and lock you in. All these orange dots, these are investors we use, and they can tell you if they actually better. They give you us a better rate or a worse rate right through here. You can see that was a live event. Alerts. But you can see how through here, here's how I track mortgage rates and investor rates or bank rates on a daily basis. So that's what we're seeing right through there. On the economic calendar, we really don't have anything today. We have a 20-year bond auction. I'm going to come back and see how that...
Hey, Central Ohio, the nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. Coda riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist Coda customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at coda.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners.
Fares for the day and what yield it takes to get rid of all the nation's debt. And then tomorrow we're going to start getting some information that will move the markets one way or another. Not just the uncertainties of deficits and tariffs and all this other stuff. This is actually going to be data that the Federal Reserve monitors, like continued jobless claims, manufacturing numbers, existing home prices. We're going to go down through Friday. What are we seeing on Friday? We're going to get new home sales, building permits. This is going to give us a beat on what the housing market, the quantity of homes is going to look like, and then this will give us some ideas on how robust or how the the job market's faring, and this is one big concern of the Federal Reserve right now. So we're going to get some employment numbers today, existing home sales later this afternoon, and then new home sales and permits tomorrow. So that's going to give us some news on the state of the jobs market as well as the housing market that we're going to see there. Then one last piece of the puzzle, let's get over and see the Federal Reserve. We're going to go to the Federal Reserve Watch Tool. It's going to tell us at the next Fed meeting, what the world's the Federal Reserve going to do? Let's go down here. I think you're not going to be surprised behind this because there's a 97% chance they're going to do nothing at the next meeting in June. They're also going to sit tight in the July meeting. Now, I'm going to say these could change dramatically in the upcoming days and weeks as we get more data on the tariffs. So stay tuned daily so you can understand how this is affecting these right over here. So let's get over to who I am and what I do. So my name is Dan Friel. Like I said at the beginning, I'm actually a federally licensed mortgage loan officer. I work at a federal bank, if you're wondering where I work. That bank also is set up with 33 other lenders. So how does that benefit you? It benefits you tremendously because by putting your application in on our website, what I'm going to do is I'll work with you personally. I'll work with you and we'll scan your loan to over 33 lenders in the entire country to see who's got the best rates and the best program for you at the time. Might not be my bank, might be one of the 33 others, and that's why we're set up with 33 different banks to help you guys navigate the market. Because when you have interest rates fluctuating like this, you need to make sure you work with somebody that doesn't only know how to lock your rate in at the right time, but if they miss it, what can they do? So most lenders, once you lock, you are done. What you can do with us is if you lock and the rate drops more than 0.25%, we got at least 2 to 3 weeks to close before you're closing on your home. We'd love to work with you. So if you're locked in now and rates have dropped a little bit on you, you want to check out and see what you can qualify for, just go to therateupdate.com. Here's our website. You can put in your application right above my head. You can actually schedule a consultation with us right here. Give us a call at 844-775-5626. You can see just 7 or 8 of the main videos that we have on our YouTube channel, and there's over 3,000 of them. But we really focus in on home buyers and home owners. Home owners, if you have a current rate right here and you're wanting to try to figure out, okay, Dan, I'm trying to manage this market, but I can never seem to lock in time at the right time, well, check out our Rate Watch tool. By hitting this, if you're a home owner, you can actually put in all your information in here, letting me know what your home value is, what your current rate is, and what rate do you want to refinance at if the rates hit that point. And then what I can do is I can track that for you, give you a call as soon as that rate hits there, we can get the paperwork started. So thanks for watching, folks. We'll be live today to answer any questions that you have in regards to mortgage rates for this year, what my expectations are from here through the end of the year. So join us live to ask any questions that you have. Love to have you there. Otherwise, I'll be back at the closing bell to let you know how this mess ends for the day. Thanks for watching, folks. Have a great day. God bless, and hope to hear from you if you're looking to buy or refinance. See ya.
Hey, Central Ohio, the nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners.